The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await the master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not take preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, I began this morning quite early. This is my second Mass, so not a very ideal Sunday to wake up, no? But while we were starting off, my friend drove me here, and the radio was on. We heard an advertisement on physical fitness. And I think in the urbanizing world, there's lots of importance given to physical fitness. I'm not a physical fitness freak. I would rather be like the guy who says, "I enrolled in a gym for the last 7 months. Nothing has changed. So I need to go personally and see what's wrong at the gym." So that's how it is, because we want to be prepared physically for any kind of contingency, for any kind of, you know, physical challenge that's ahead of us. But what about our spiritual fitness? What happens to us? Every Sunday, weekly, or some of us every day, we are provided with parables, with stories, with encouragement, admonishments, and words that can encourage us to strengthen our spiritual fitness. We know we need it. We know when we were little kids, We took our first steps, and there was mom, there was dad ahead of us, maybe an elder sister or brother, encouraging us, telling us, please trust us. Don't worry. Take your first steps. There was there in school rewards given to us if we sought merit. So there was some kind of encouragement. And we know as adults today, when we face some challenges, we can't do it alone. We need the encouragement of others. And today's readings give us that kind of encouragement. To tell us that we are not alone, the Lord is with us. To tell us that His words are there to encourage us on. And we are not here together, put in just like little bricks. We are here for a purpose. We are here to tell each other that we need each other. We need each other to encourage us on our spiritual journey. That is the power of community, the power of relationships, or the gospel of relationship. While the gospel is read here, you are also the gospel. When you tell each other, we need each other, because not all of us, or most of us, can have a smooth sailing in this world. Times we will go smoothly, times there will be pitfalls, we stumble, and therefore we need the encouragement of others. Our first reading tells us about a community, the Israelites, languishing in slavery, and they needed something to encourage them to go on that exodus, on that long journey, 40 years in the wilderness. And their encouragement or their assurance of success was the many plagues that came upon the Egyptians. It told them that God is going to strike those who have been harsh to them. God will be with them who are righteous. And so they start preparing. They go on their journey. These words and the plagues that were sent gave them the urge and the courage to set off on that journey. They sang the praises of all those who prepared them for it, the praises of their ancestors. Do we sing the praises of our ancestors for all those who have encouraged us, those who have sown the seed of faith in us, those who have built that foundation of faith in each one of us? We need to remember them. The second reading tells us that God encouraged Abraham to leave the tried and tested, to leave the shores of the tried and tested into the unknown. This was an act of faith. Abraham did it on the promise that God said, I will give you descendants as many as the stars in the heavens and as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. Fueled by this promise, Abraham is ready to give up everything, even to the point of sacrificing his only son. And God gives him and keeps his promises to Abraham. But Abraham made it possible because he trusted God wholeheartedly. Have we developed a wholehearted trust in God? Have we come here today knowing God will take care of us? God will give us the urge and the courage to set out into the unknown. We may have been comfortable. We have institutions that make us comforted today. We have ways to be comfortable. But have we tested ourselves in the unknown? Physical fitness, as we grow in that, pushes us to do something that is even more difficult than it was earlier. It pushes us to new points of our physical abilities. So also our spiritual abilities. It must push us into the unknown. But we have somebody who's very caring to us. It's Jesus himself. What comforting words in today's gospel. Jesus, the master, is telling the unlettered, the very uncertain, the very nervous, and the very marginalized people who he calls his disciples. He's telling them something beautiful. He says, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This is what God offers us. Jesus never says that he demands from us. He loves us as we are, but he is gently encouraging us to be where we ought to be. And that is children of the Father, sons and daughters of the Father who are made in his image and likeness. So Jesus is also alerting us in the parable of the slave to be dressed for action and have our lamps lit. So where is our heart? Where is our treasure? What happens to us after we leave the church? Do we continue to live as God's children? Or are we a Sunday presentation? Nice presentation on Sunday. The rest of the day or the rest of the week, we have no connections. We are at each other's throats. The Word of God and our daily action at work and play and school will help us to live God's Word and help us to respond to God's promises, because He is faithful to His promises. He is inviting us today that we should prepare ourselves for any kind of contingency. There's lots of fear maybe in us lurking. We are not sure of what our world, or where is it going. There is division. We get to know people by their differences, not by their commonality. We get to know that there is a world outside that is violent. We get to know, we are afraid what is going to happen to our children when there's depleting natural resources. God is faithful to us. He'll keep His promises. He's assuring us that things are going to be well if we put our trust in Him, like Abraham did wholeheartedly. Let us prepare ourselves for this faith journey. Every day or weekly, nourished by His Word, encouraged by His presence in our life. Let us go onward on our journey, ready to meet Him face to face in His kingdom. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.